Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth, like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your boy, Ceddy J. And, man, it is a beautiful Tuesday. Definitely beautiful. It's not hot as a heck in Dallas for once. And just glad to have you all in the middle of me. Just kind of tune y'all into today, to what's going on this week on the show. Got a lot of great stuff going down. A lot of surprises to be going on the show this week, too. So be on the lookout for that. Today, we're going to have a boy, Pimp. This is going to be on. I'm going to open up a line here pretty shortly. And then tomorrow, we got my girl, the beautiful, talented model, Miss Urban Goddess. We're chopping up with her, and then we're going to announce a big surprise on the show tomorrow. Then we're going to follow up in the week off with my boy, DJ Spinmo, the legendary DJ Spinmo at that, and chop it up with him. So a lot of big things coming up this week. You got to be on the lookout for what's going down, and you never know what we might do or might not do. And also appreciate you all for tuning in to last week's shows. Y'all made a really big success, and man, we were definitely, you know, we getting a lot of love on Blog Talk Extra Heavy for last week. So big ups to y'all for making it happen. We gonna come back again with another big heavy hitter next week. We're gonna have my girl Kubana Lust, and she's gonna be on next Wednesday. So y'all be on the lookout for what's going on with that show. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and go to the line, because I think that's my boy right there. Let's go ahead. All right. Let's shoot my boy, Pimp Juice. What's up?
What up?
How much, man? Glad to have you on the show, man.
I'm glad to be on the show.
Most definitely, man.
How you doing now?
I'm doing good, man. You know,
that's what's up.
I had a crazy birthday weekend, so definitely birthday / Labor Day weekend, so definitely it was going down.
Well, your shit was wavy.
All I gotta say is, man, oh man, this is big love to everybody that came. Like, it was, I mean, I looked around and it was packed like crazy. Like, you know, like sometimes you know it's gonna be crazy, but you don't realize how crazy it's gonna be. It was definitely a good look. And I appreciate one that. I was in the area that came to.
Well, that's what's up. Happy belated.
Thank you, man.
Where well, in Brooklyn, we had a lot of dubs this weekend.
I saw, man. I saw, like, you know, there's a lot of people from my BBM are in New York and whatnot, and they were telling me about that, man. Like, that's crazy. Like, what the heck was going on?
I don't know. You know, you feel me? I was in the studio. I didn't even get into all of that mix-up I heard about on the news, though.
It was like they were calling it, people were basically calling it the Labor Day Massacre because there's just so many. Like, I just don't understand, man. Sometimes you can go on these rampages, like, what are you thinking? Like, that's real talk. What are you thinking? Like, oh, you know what? I'm selfish enough to say, let's just take a bunch of other people's lives. Like, this makes no freaking sense to me. But, man. No, for 9 years, I answered everybody's question right there at the back, man, for those who didn't know. You're from Brooklyn, man. And me and my friend, we always, you know, we always joke around, we always being silly. He's actually from Buffalo, and so we always make a joke. He always tries to act like he's from Brooklyn or the Bronx, because if you say New York, and you're not saying Brooklyn or the Bronx, a lot of times you don't get as much love.
I'm in Brooklyn. I rep Flatbush, you feel me? I don't know no place else. When I say New York, I say Flatbush, Brooklyn Flatbush.
And I know a lot of people out at the bush. I know a whole lot of people out there.
Where?
Man, well, first off, man, let's go ahead and get into who you are, man. Everyone knows kind of a little bit about you. Like, first off, like, what made you decide to become an artist?
I mean, last year I was in a little institution, and everybody around me did the little, you know, did the acapella thing, you feel me? We had little radios with us, you feel me? We would just do little remixes over the beats. And whatever I wrote, you know, I got good feedback, so, you know, I just took that into consideration. And I got sent to a program that had a studio. I utilized it. Came out with a little CD, and I just kept continuing to do that. Got different connections of people that did music, and I just started building up. The more connects I got, the more things I did.
Oh, so basically what you're saying is, like, you know, one of those people that really believes in how important networking is, because you're saying, like, you just teaming people up like crazy.
Exactly. That's all I'm doing. I met with Scott from Elevated Scott from Global Tag Mixtape Series. He linked me up to you. That's how I'm on here right now. Where I'm just networking. That's all I'm doing.
And that's the key thing. A lot of people don't realize that you're not just the thing is, it's not the fact that you just hit up people. It's the quality of how you hit up people too. A lot of people don't realize that, and you seem like you're a very genuine person. Like, you're like, okay, if someone's trying to cut for me, I'm going to cut for them, too. I talked about you. The moment I talked to you, you were like that. You're real genuine about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, of course. And shout out to my boy, Just Soprano, French Montana, all of them. I'm going to soon link up with them, too. I was talking to Just Soprano the other day. I don't know if you heard of him, but he going to be out there soon. He getting big.
Yeah, I've actually heard of French Montana before. I've seen some of his stuff on YouTube and whatnot.
Yeah, he about to hook me up with some. We about to do a project together. Or,
that's what's up, man. Well, you know, kind of like, so who would you say, like, as far as, like, in your, like, family-wise or whatnot, like, who would you say or what would you say was, like, that provides your inspiration to just continue?
My inspiration
is
life. My inspiration is life. Like, life got it ups and downs, you feel me? So I just write about that. I don't like a lot of stuff, and a lot of other stuff make me happy, feel me? And I just write about it. That's all it is.
Well, definitely. And I think a lot of people take that for granted, too. They take life for granted. There's nothing worse than to do that.
Well, speaking of that, a lot of people is letting this marijuana thing take over their life. That's what I'm seeing. It's just like people just smoking their life away, not doing nothing.
Hey, you know, sometimes, And I'm going to keep on some keep it real stuff, man. Sometimes some people, they smoke, and then they want to all of a sudden think, oh, because I'm a smoker, man, now I can be an artist. Well, now you're
not an artist,
a rapper.
Feel me? I came across a couple of those. People want to, feel me, hop in, but then when it comes to on some, I got 25. Am I going to spend that on my music or weed? And you already know what the answer to that is. You feel me? I can't have people like that around me. That's how I'm picking and choosing my friends as of now. You feel me? Because a lot of people my age is not doing nothing with themselves.
How old are you, by the way, since you say that?
I'm 18, still in high school.
Man.
Where got a little job at Applebee's. That's how I support my music. And all of that, I'm just... Feel me? I'm going by the books right now. You feel me?
That's the thing, man. And I appreciate that, too, because me, when I came into this stuff, I was young, too. And especially when you're trying to stay level-headed, a lot of people will try to turn you out of the way because you're young. You go, well, you got to say young, but you can't handle doing all. You know, they say stuff like that. And, you know, I definitely, you just definitely get more strength to just really look after you because that's real talk. A lot of people take that for granted just because y'all young. They think that y'all not, you know, that's stupid. I hate that crap.
It's all about the resume. I'm just building the resume for myself. You feel me?
Right. So you man, I'm like I said, man, you already got that mindset now, man. A couple of years from now, people gonna be like, dang, man, I remember that dude was doing this, that, and the other.
Word.
Now he's just like really taking off.
Feel me? That's all it is. People mistake the name Pimp Juice for something that is not, you feel me? I'm a businessman. All it is put it in your pocket, juice, feel me? Put it in my pocket. That's all it is.
Because I was getting ready to ask you where you got Pimp Juice from. Glad you answered that.
Word.
That's a good question.
Businessman, that's all it is. Business come first.
Oh, definitely. That's the thing. I say you really are level headed, and that's what gets you far. So what we're gonna do before we get to more of the questions, let's talk up your song and get ready to play here in a second. L O V E.
L O V E. L O V E. That's that Pimp Juice, that Mac Daddy. Feel me? That's the song for the ladies. L O V E. When the hook come on, you going to see why it's called L-O-V-E, legs open very easy. Pimp, you feel me? That's the solo.
All right, I'm writing that down because I'm going to use that now.
Yeah, you can use that. It ain't nothing. You can recycle it.
I'm make sure, but you know, I'm personally, I credit people when we say it. I'm like, where did you get that from? Like, man, I ain't going to lie, I got for this. This is one artist that they pimp juice, man. He said.
So you catch a couple new lines having me on your show.
I know, man. All right. So I'm telling you, I'm taking notes. Good thing is, it's recorded. So I can go listen and listen and listen. All right. So here we go, man. We're going to check out L-O-V-E. This is a Lamar Pimp Juice. And it's just a really, very, very, very level-headed young man that I'm definitely glad to help support. So. Here we go, y'all. Let's play this trick, and we'll be right back.
Get it.
It's your boy Pimp Juice on this smooth shit. Yeah. Copped a bottle of Hen. Got in bag, ain't he had. Got me screaming. Closer and closer I get to, baby, getting strong. Just getting older, but we're both a little young. I told her, shorty, when you saw me, I saw you. All I kept on thinking is when I make love to you.
Uh-huh.
She told me, I don't know about this, cause my daddy gets real aggy, and I'm tired of taking his fits when he thinks I'm cheating. Your life's a little sour, let the juicy come and sweeten it. Beating it up and down, right there, pimp, should I eat it?
No,
but let me get another sip, light a clip, stone. Shorty started giving me don't. Hit once more, then I gotta drive you home. Juicy, yeah. I don't wanna go back there. Can I stay with you?
Nope.
I'm a pimp, ma, what you gonna do? I could cook, clean, roll weed, get your bath ready, and I will give you a dime if you need the penny.
Copy, Remy.
Stop. That's all I need to hear. I got a split, she rolled it, and she drank a beer. I guess I'll let you stay here. Years went by, from this moment, now she's ride or die. I stole it, she hold it, and the full fifth. She's the only bitch that stuck around through the thunder with her little skirt and the thong under. Now she got Gucci bags and Louis bras, never catching heart attacks when she sees another bra.
No,
she knows. Crack bitches like CeeLo, cause we need dough. You will only catch pimp juice and tuxedos, Mac and slack. Baby, can you throw it back? Yeah, just like that.
Ow.
Legs open very easy. Come in, please, man.
Just I'm screaming your name. I'm feeling
with the top and bottle of hand. Got in bed, gave me head, got me screaming.
Baby, baby.
Word. Legs open very easy, come in please, man.
Just I'm screaming your name, I'm feeling
with the bottle of hand, got in bed, gave me head, got me screaming.
Baby, baby.
Baby, wait, baby. Gigi, pimp juice.
I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Ceddie J.
All right, welcome back to Life at Dusk, y'all, with your boy, Ceddie J. That was my boy, Pimp Juice, and that was his track, L-O-V-E.
How you like it?
I like it, man. I'm going to tell you a lot of different reasons why I like it. First off, it's a very subtle track, you know. It gets straight to the point. You tell people, okay, you know, it's time for the, you know what, the L-O-V-E. Make the,
so
make
me,
the,
I had to
ladies.
Give them a little story for me for the ladies.
And I like to say, another thing is use one of my favorite beats. One of my favorite songs by Ashanti. It was like, yeah, I mean, he's using. That's
yeah,
like
that's by
Ashanti.
Everybody be saying that's a Beyonce beat. It's a Ashanti beat.
Yeah, see, a lot of people probably just forgot about Ashanti, so they probably keep saying Beyonce. It's also another one, Scarface too.
Yeah,
too. So a lot of great musicians and use that track. So definitely big up for you. You know, kind of flipping it, and you kind of. The other thing was crazy, you kind of chopped and screwed it almost. You screwed it a little bit. It almost had that Texas feel to it.
I don't even know. I didn't even do nothing to that track to keep it official. It was an instrumental my mans gave me on the CD. And
okay,
I just liked it, and I just did my thing. Hello?
Yeah, we're actually I'm letting everyone know on Twitter. I'm letting another follow you on Twitter right now.
There
we go. Click. Okay, now, next question we have for you then is, you know, this is always one of the hardest questions for everyone. If you had to pick your top five artists, no particular order, dead or alive, who would you pick?
All right, let me see. Top five artists. I like Keep Official. Max B, Max Bigavell, Free Max B, Tupac, rest in peace, Biggie, rest in peace, Jay-Z, and my son Jada.
That's what's up.
Feel me, real niggas with a lot of talent.
And you know what's crazy? Like, you... What I like about your stuff is, like, you pretty much said different people. Like, I always like when people answer that question, and it's not the same exact answer as everyone else's. Because sometimes I hear the identical answers, and I'm like, God dang, you ain't got that new. So I just like, it's always good to hear people that got some, you know, they had different inspirations. It's a good look, especially when somebody that's an independent artist really doing making big hairy moves.
Say that again.
All right, so. Oh, no, I was saying, like, it's just a good look to see somebody that has, like, different, they have a different list of artists who they support and not be, like, on the same type deal. Like, everyone always treats the same artist. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, like, this person, and they say the same five people. It's funny, they say the same five people.
Well,
but,
I mean, I picked those people because, like, all of them at one point in their career had stories to tell, you feel me? Once you have a story, it's like, you feel me, you add experience. If you go through ups and downs, that make your career better. I got that quote from Jada. He said that when you go through in and outs, up and downs, it make your shit better, because, like, now you learn from a lot. You've been through a lot, you learn from a lot, and that makes you who you are, you feel me? And each one of those people went through something. Feel me? And that's
like,
where they got their career from.
Right. It's like, some people, I laugh, they think you're going to come into the industry and it's going to be all candy and rainbows and whatnot. It's not, man. It's just, it's an ugly business. There are good sides to it, too, but it's some ugly stuff that goes on.
Yeah. I mean, the way I'm looking at it right now, until I'm some Meek Mills, on some Meek Mill level, I'm looking at it on some, like, you're investing into your own music. That's all it is. Until somebody hears your music and likes it where they want to invest their money into your music, or if you want to do what you want to do, then you just got to spend your bread on what you want to do. That's all it is. For right now, I'm just like building friendships with everybody so I could get hookups.
Right, and that's the thing. People gonna look out, like, if you a level headed person and you stay, like, you just stay true to that, people gonna look out for you. And if they not, they fake as heck. That's what I gotta say. The people that go out to these people who are just really ratchet type people, and they want to work with them and go, yeah, I won't work with this person because they dumb and don't really have, so I can make them do whatever I want to do, instead of going to these smart folks that's really trying to do something. I hate that.
Right.
Feel
me?
So, like,
I don't do that. I work with anybody, you feel me, as long as they have a goal, you feel me? I don't talk to a lot of people because a lot of people don't talk about things I want to hear. If there's not a goal, something behind it, some money behind it, feel me? If there's some money behind it, something you want to do that you need me in it to help you, we could talk all day. If it's about something else, you won't hear nothing out of me.
Right. And some people do have a good belief, like, are how serious? I guess the other part of that is, too, what you say is how serious they are about it. Because some people probably like, yeah, I want to be this. But then your question probably to them is, how serious are you about this?
How serious am I? Very serious.
Oh, not you. I'm talking about the people that come up to you. And they, try to say that, yeah, man, I'm trying to be a producer, man. But they're not really trying to be a producer. They, like, half behind it. Like,
exactly. I mean, I got an example for you. Like, me and my mans came into something together, and my mans flopped because he started owing the nigga bread. So he just stopped coming on some, feel me? Automatically, I should have just cut him off. But, like, it happened the way it happened, but that's a situation right there. Feel me? You live and you learn. Now I learned. Whenever I don't have a lot of friends, you feel me? That's how you deal with stuff like that. You just don't have friends. Once you don't have friends, everybody's your associate, you feel me? So once you handle everything with business, you deal with things with business, you feel me? You deal with it in a business manner. There's no friendship, no emotion behind it. That's how I'm learning how to deal with things. It's just me, my brother Wavy, Fetty Game Ball, shout out to Wavy, feel me? Me and him. all the Fetty Gang Fuegos that want to be Fetty Gang, because, you feel me, I'm in the, where I'm at right now, I'm trying to, like, see who's serious, who not, but I'm still building it, you feel me? I'm still building it, still getting built. The people will come later. I'm just building the name, you feel me?
It'll come. It's like, let's say, it's just people, it's just you got to weed them out. My next question for you, dude, is like your music and stuff. If people want to check out your music and just keep up with what's going on, like how they check out your music?
How can they check out my music? They can go on Fetty Gang TV on the YouTube. They could go on Pimp Juice TV on the YouTube. My artist page on on Facebook is Pimp Juice Fetty Gang on the Facebook. That's another page. I got pages. You like one page, it's going to lead you to another page, and you could just watch Fetty Gang, you feel me? When you watch Pimp Juice, you're going to see Fetty Gang. We live.
Well, definitely. And also, y'all want to follow me on Twitter, too. As far as Twitter, all y'all got to do is go to PimpJuice_FG. Y'all can follow me on Twitter.
Yes, PimpJuice_FG.
Wait. All right. One question I got to ask you, because I always get the funniest things from this. What's like the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. Let me see. What's embarrassing? What's embarrassing?
I've heard a whole lot. So it's a lot of stuff. I don't know what you might have something that might be even more out there than some of the stuff I've heard.
I got something for you. Because a lot of things don't embarrass me, you feel me? But, like, one time I was at Atlantic, and me and my mans was making money, and it was, like, some Wave Gang niggas all over the place. And they was, like, they mad deep. They, like, 40, 50 people deep. And it's just me and four of my mans, and I saw my other two mans, right? And they was making money or whatever. He left his bag on the side of Atlantic Mall, so some Wave Gang guy took his bag. So he pressed the nigga, whatever, was mad at him. So son popped on him. So you know me. I just jump in with, like a chicken with no head. Got, you feel me? Long story short, I had to put back on my shoes after, feel me? I had to put on my shoes. I wanted some more. Like, nah, feel me? My son got his bag, though, but now I wasn't worried about that, like, feel me? So I wanted more. So then now I go back to the guy, beat one of them up, but the cops stop me, and my head ends up on the floor. Like, my forehead ends up on the floor. I didn't even know, like, you know how you so, your adrenaline pushing, you don't even know what's going on. I looked in the mirror. I got some big Mars-looking thing on my forehead. I was sick. Landed right on my head. Right on my head. You know how the cops do that leg sweep thing? Bang! Right on my head.
Mm-hmm. That's up there.
You're still laughing.
That's up there, man. It's up there. That is definitely
up
there.
I'm still a pretty nigga though, so it don't even matter.
I have a war mark myself, man. Like right under my, what's your eyes at? Like right in my eye. It's like it's kind of faded now, but man, I remember this big, real big dude I had gotten a fight with, and it wasn't that he was whipping my behind. He just happened to have one. He had a ring on his hand, so when he hit me in my eye, you know, I didn't notice it. Like, I was already walking away, and people said, "Man, say your eye bleeding." And, man, that's a mark there to this day. I'm like, God dang, man. So, yeah, man. This was definitely fun, man. I appreciate having you on the show, man. Definitely. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, you're young in this, and you Godwin got the right mindset going into this. So big ups to you.
All right, good looking.
All right, man. Go ahead and give your shout outs to your people, man.
Well, shout outs to Wavy, the whole Fetty gang, every Fuego in the world. Feel me? Shout out to my moms. Shout outs to every female I ever had. Excuse me. Sorry for that. Shout out to everybody, you feel me? All the Pimp Juice supporters, all the Fetty Gang supporters, everybody, shout outs. Do your thing. Stay on your grind. Keep getting money. If you don't do nothing, just get money. That's all you got to do. Live to get money.
All right, man. Well, we getting ready for that one out. And y'all, that was my boy Pimp Juice, man. And as we get ready rolling out of the show, I was going to remind y'all the rest of the week is going to be crazy and hectic, too. Y'all just definitely come through and check it out. Same time, same bat station on tomorrow and on Thursday. Come check out the shows. And once again, man, if y'all miss any of the show, go to iTunes. Y'all can go a couple different places. You can go to iTunes, type in Life After Dusk Live, and then look for the episode that says Pimp Juice. You can download it for free and enjoy it as much as you want. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/Fetty J, and you'll be able to find us on there, too, and be able to check out the show as much as you want. So there you go. Once again, man, thank you for coming through, man.
Nah, thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem, man. And as we turn roll out, remind y'all of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is... Oh, wait. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life After Dusk Live. We are rolling on out.